ahead.
Are we going?
Yeah. Were you expecting to get drafted?
Yes, I was expected. Talking to my agent, he did tell me like it was going to be between like rounds 5 and 7. So it was a long process. But I'm just happy to be a Viking.
And now Newberry, not many people are familiar up here anyway with it. Being the first guy ever invited to the combine from your college, I'm guessing that had to be a pretty big honor for you.
Yes, it was a pretty big deal. A lot of guys were excited and happy for me, but I'm just glad that I did what I could at the combine and East-West team, and now it did show that being the first to get drafted from Newberry in over maybe 40, 50 years is an amazing feeling.
What are the challenges, Edmund, from going from a Division II school up to the NFL?
I think the challenges is maybe just the size of the offensive and defensive line. I think the speed is the exact same. We have the same skill position guys. Just the size and both the interior linemen is just maybe they're a little bigger, but I don't think there's not too much of a big difference.
No, you're going to get to play with Mike Zimmer, known for his aggressive defense. How do you think your style fits in with what he wants to do?
I think it fits in pretty well. I feel like I can fit into any defense, and I feel like I can contribute to whatever position they want me to play. So I'm just happy and excited to get the opportunity.
Now, you were one of only two D2 players that were invited to the combine. Was it intimidating at all, or were you coming out there to prove your point to these guys that you've seen on TV every week?
I was just coming to prove my point. I just wanted to show that the difference between D1 and D2 were the logos on the helmets, and I was watching the draft, not sure if any other D2 player was drafted, but I'm just excited to get the opportunity just to go out there and show what I can do in front of the Vikings coaching staff.
Did it give you a little chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, I definitely have a chip on my shoulder. I'm just happy that I got the opportunity, but I do want to come in there and prove that I do belong and then I can do what I have to do to make this ball club.
Now, there's only 1,100 students on your campus. Is it one of those? There are high schools that are bigger than that. Are there? Does everybody pretty much know everybody, or do you get to know them if you've been there for 4 years?
You actually, everyone knows everyone. After the first day there, you'll know everyone that's on campus. So, after, like you said, after a while, after 4 years, everyone definitely knows who each individual is. So, it's a great campus. It's really small, but I adapted to it well. So, I enjoyed my years there.
Awesome. Thank you, Edmund.
Thanks a lot.
Congratulations.
Thank you.